Well, it's not every day that you open up your email and there's $100,000 waiting for you, but I guess that's the situation for our next guest, 17-year-old Drake Jordan of Saskatoon, recent Walter Murray High School graduate, joining us with a pretty exciting event in your life, huh?
Yes, it's great to be here. Thank you.
So I just need to make sure your microphone's on. We're good to go, yeah. Tell me about the scholarship, the $100,000 Schulich Leader Scholarship. What's involved with applying for that?
So the first step is getting nominated by your school. Mm-hmm. So you have to fill out a little mini version of what the application is going to be like coming up. And then once you get nominated, you fill out the rest of the application, which it goes partially based off your grades. And then some of it is your leadership activities, different statements related to that, and then you send it off to the universities that you choose to apply to.
Oh, I see. So you apply to the actual universities themselves?
Yeah. So once you've applied to the universities, you can choose the ones that you want to send the application for the scholarship to once you know that you've got nominated by your school.
How long ago did you have to make this application?
I think the very original one would have been sometime in January, the one to get nominated by the school.
Oh, yeah. So it's a bit of a process then.
Yeah.
Eh? And you got the word, as you were telling me, you open up your email and there's the good news. What did it say?
I can't remember exactly what the wording was, but it was just an absolutely incredible moment seeing that. Just like a huge surprise to me. I had no idea this was coming.
Well, and how do you think your mom felt? Tanya Jordan is here as well. That was pretty cool for your son to get that kind of an award.
It sure was. It was a very exciting day. Like Drake said, it was nothing you ever expect. So it was just a wonderful, wonderful surprise.
And 17 years old and he's moving off to Toronto. Is the first one out of the nest?
He is, yeah. A little bit of a panic attack on my end. But he's extremely responsible and probably could have taken care of himself from about age eight on. So I'm not worried about that aspect. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it's hard to let them go. But I know I'm just super excited for him, which makes it a lot easier.
So what's the plan academically?
Well, I'd like to study computer science at the University of Toronto. I haven't decided yet whether or not I'm going to do their internship program, which would extend it to 4 to 5 years. But there's just so many exciting opportunities there, so many great classes.
Will the $100,000 scholarship be enough to cover you for, say, the first 4 years?
It will certainly cover all of my academic costs. And then it'll cover a decent portion of my living costs for there as well.
Drake Jordan is our guest, a recent graduate of Walter Murray High School in Saskatoon and recently receiving the $100,000 Schulich Leader Scholarship. You're not the only one, though. There's a number of these every year, huh?
Yeah, there's about, I think there's 100 people in Canada who get selected for the scholarship each year. It works out to about each university having somewhere between 3 and 10 people.
And these are related to STEM classes, are they?
Yeah.
Which I guess for anybody that doesn't understand what STEM is, you better tell me.
I believe it's science, electronics, technology, and math.
Sure. Close enough.
Something like that.
So what's your long-term plan? You've got, you know, your next 4 to 6 years planned out for you going to university in Toronto. How do you see yourself incorporating that into a career down the road?
I'm not sure where I'll end up quite yet, whether I'll be doing something on my own or joining a company somewhere, but I'd love to be leading a team of software engineers, making software that'll enrich the lives of others.
Is it too early to start looking for jobs with some of these big companies, even though you've still got years of education ahead of you?
Well, there's definitely a lot of opportunities when it comes to internships, like summer internships, or if I want to do the program through the university. So that's definitely something that I've been looking into recently.
What advice can you give other students who maybe are thinking of a career like you're pursuing and they're thinking, gee, I could maybe take a shot at some of these big scholarships that are out there? Any words of advice?
Yeah, I would say a lot of people try and find things to like fit the mold of what they think these scholarships or different university committees are looking for, just like to check a box or this is what's going to look good on my application. But in my opinion, what's really worked for me is trying to find where your actual passion is and putting your whole self into that, because you're not going to be able to get everything out of it or be as successful as you can be if you're not working where your actual passion is.
And don't let ChatGPT do your application, I guess, eh?
Definitely. So I actually purposely didn't have anybody review my applications because I wanted them to be very authentic to me.
Good for you. That's good advice. Tanya, mom, mm-hmm. So you look at your son and what he's been able to accomplish. How would you rate him as a student over the years?
As a student, I would rate him excellent.
Oh, is there some other areas?
Coming solely from a mother, that means that I didn't have to micromanage anything, and I always knew everything would be finished. So,
but
no,
he's
always been very responsible and a hard worker. So.
Have you got siblings?
Yeah, I've got one sister, one younger sister.
Oh, I see. So she's looking at you as the big brother who's off to take on the world now.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I appreciate you popping by the radio station here today. Continued success and just have a wonderful life ahead of you with this scholarship award and then your teachings, your learning at the University in Toronto. We'll watch for you.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be here.
Drake Jordan, a recent Walter Murray graduate, recipient of the $100,000 Schulich Leadership Scholarship, and his mom, Tanya. Thanks for popping by to the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.